Set in England's northwestern county of Cumbria is the Lake District's National Park UNESCO World Heritage Site. Over the centuries, the Lake District's iconic rivers have been moulded by farming, mining and other forms of industry. Today, 83% of the region's rivers are severely modified, and only 1% of floodplains are healthy wetland habitat. Flooding has been exacerbated, and biodiversity has declined, even in protected landscapes. The Cumbria River Restoration Programme started in 2009, led by Environment Agency and Natural England, bringing together a partnership, who have become a custodian to the Lake District's rivers. When action was needed, it mobilised an entire community to deliver river restoration projects.
It's inspirational to be here doing this with like-minded people. We are all working together under this umbrella, the Cumbria River Restoration Strategy, and that might not be unique in the world, but it's rare to have that kind of government down to NGOs all working in the same way, sharing ideas, sharing results, sharing best practice.
They set out to reduce flood risk, restore natural processes, and create vibrant habitats. Beginning with small-scale interventions, the programme is now making a big difference. The partnership has restored rivers to their natural state, removed weirs, planted trees, and rejuvenated wetland habitats. Now working across a whole landscape, this work is making local communities and environments more resilient for the future. The partnership has continued to grow, bringing even more valuable resources and expertise.
We're working with farmers and landowners to demonstrate how we can balance farming, food production with river restoration, natural flood management and conservation.
The work has attracted scientists, practitioners and students from around the world. The partnership is building a diverse and inclusive community, inspiring success on other rivers across the UK and beyond.
I really wanted an apprenticeship that would teach me the practical skills like walling, fencing, and my personal favourite, which was learning to drive the diggers. And then, of course, the theory that goes behind the conservation work that we do.
In an age of environmental crisis, the Cumbria River Restoration Programme is working tirelessly to turn the tide. Ideas flow and passions swell as the communal spirit continues to restore the rivers of the Lake District National Park to what they should be. For the people, the wildlife, and the future of Cumbria.